Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. I really got to talk to Darren about not scheduling such good shows on Mondays. It's hard to, the rest of the week, you got to try to live up to this. Father Palchak last hour, this hour, Adam Janke's here with us, the Chief Operating Officer of St. Paul Street Evangelization. We're going to talk about sharing Jesus, introducing people to Jesus. Adam himself is a revert to the Catholic faith. Having made a round trip from childhood back to the Catholic Church in his college years. And if you don't know about St. Paul Street Evangelization, it really is a fascinating story and a fascinating movement. I highly recommend just look it up on the internet, and you will be quite impressed with what you find. Adam, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, hey, Si, it's great to be back.
Tell us a little bit, if you would, before we get into, I want people to get tips, basically, insights, ideas from you who have devoted your life to this, about sharing Jesus, about introducing people to Jesus. But would you start by just saying what St. Paul Street Evangelization is and what it does?
Yeah, we're about 10 years old. We're a Catholic apostolate, and a lot of people think of street evangelization. We think, they think, oh, we're the guys out there with the Bibles, and the big signs and the bullhorns yelling at people, trying to, quote unquote, shove the Bible down people's throats. And I said, no, not at all. I mean, that's just simply not effective. We're out there with just a non-confrontational Catholic presence. Typically, we have signs, A-frame signs that will say things like need prayer, find true joy. And then it's a normal conversation with our neighbors, with those in our own community, where we're available to talk to them. We listen, we befriend people, we pray with people. We answer questions, and we invite people to come back to the Catholic Church or consider Jesus and his church for the very first time. So that's what we're all about. And we've got about 200 teams or so out there of Catholics, mostly lay people, who give up a couple hours on the weekend, once a week, once a month kind of thing. And they go out and they offer that public witness to Jesus and his church.
And I know there's many people thinking, no, that's not going to work. We need some kind of program. That's just too simple, straightforward. We need some kind of, we're going to need TV stations. We're going to need we're going to need vans, black helicopters. But the old way of sharing Jesus person to person turns out it's actually very powerful.
It's powerful. It's effective. It's a beautiful thing for myself. I travel around the country giving workshops just to see Catholics go out for the very first time for an hour and come back completely in awe of the fruitfulness of going out and witnessing for an hour even. Yep.
I mean, in a weird way, it's you're doing something that's almost completely countercultural now, because we don't talk to each other in public very much. People hardly even say hello in many parts of the country. I mean, some parts of the country, people are still quite happy to say hello and ask you how you're doing. But I mean, we're on our phones, and we almost fear being interrupted by human contact.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes our presence such a startling reality to so many people, because they see us on the street and they go, wait a second, you're not the Jehovah's Witnesses, you're not the Mormons, you're not even the Baptists, you're Catholics, and you're out here doing street ministry. And we're so approachable that, people just stop and talk to us because we try to use good humor. We try to say, hey, how's it going? Would you like a free rosary? Would you like a free miraculous medal? Take whatever you'd like. And people will stop sometimes, with their earbuds in or on their phone, but they'll take a look and get interested, and we'll just ask them, simple questions of, are you from around here? Are you traveling? And people just engage us in conversation. And one thing leads to another, and before you know it, people are considering the gospel, they're considering Jesus. And so it's so powerful to be out there. And, I was out there in Phoenix not long ago, and there was a group of Baptists out there evangelizing, and they were, having a tough time drawing anybody over to them because they were more aggressive. But our table, all of our evangelists were busy nonstop the whole time, like the 2 hours that we were out there talking to people, because, having good humor, having a smile on your face, saying, hey, would you like free rosary? And if people say no, that's fine. But so many people stop and say, oh, sure. And then they'll tell us stories about, my grandmother was Catholic, my aunt is Catholic. I've got this holy card I keep from my grandpa in my wallet, and they'll show that to us. And we'll get into those conversations, and we'll begin to see miracles of conversion happen.
If you'd like to talk about your experience or you'd like some suggestions about how to do this, 888-318-7884. You are welcome to call 888-318-7884. Adam Janke, our guest, he's the Chief Operating Officer for St. Paul Street Evangelization. Well, give me the, if somebody says to you, and we actually hear this quite a bit, and but you know better than we know, I just don't think I can do it. I don't know how to have those conversations. I can't have those conversations with people. What do you say?
Yeah, you know, we have some very basic, simple training that's out there to help people get used to having these basic conversations. And our motto is to listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. And so usually it begins with that question of listening before we try to proclaim the gospel, of getting to know where somebody else is in their own walk with Jesus. And so, you know, one of the things we do, even not doing street evangelization, is we love to give away miraculous medals and say, hey, do you have a miraculous medal? Well, I love giving these away. Tell them the story of the miraculous medal and say, do you need a miracle in your life? Who doesn't need a miracle in their life in 2023? Say, well, I love to pray with people. Would it be okay if I said a prayer for you right now? And even people who have told me that they don't believe in God or they're not sure, they're more spiritual than religious, jump at the chance to be prayed for out loud. So there's something about still desiring and longing for that connection with God. And so for those, you know, I think a lot of people think when they get into the work of evangelization, they think, if I don't have the Bible memorized, you know, if I don't know every apologetical answer up front, I'm not as smart as those guys listening to them on Catholic Answers Live. How do I ever hope to be an evangelist? But the truth is, you don't need all the answers. The Holy Spirit provides in the moment. And so many times our evangelists will say when they're out there talking to people, it's like, I have no idea where any of that came from. It's like the Holy Spirit just took over. And I realize it's not all about having every answer. It's simply befriending a person, letting them know that they're loved, that they're cared about, and showing them the love of Jesus in their life in that moment. And so, yeah, I totally get it. I'm more of an introvert myself, but it's like, if you love the Lord, if you love Jesus and you desire to share him, God equips those that he calls to go out and to share the good news.
Wow. 888-318-7884, the number. Adam Janke from the St. Paul Street Evangelization is our guest. Your call is very welcome. 888-318-7884. It seems odd to say start with listening. Like how does, okay, because I think a lot of people are like, just give me the start. How do I get started? How do I, and you're saying listening. Well, explain that.
Yeah. So, you know, one of my favorite t-shirts that I like to wear, it just has the giant words, what's your story, on it. And I was in a gas station once, and the woman behind the counter looked at my t-shirt and said, honey, you don't want to know my story. I was born in 1953 in Alabama, came up here to Michigan when I was about 20 years old, proceeded to then tell me her whole story. But by earning that right to be heard, by listening to where somebody else is in their own relationship or lack of relationship with God, we then earn the right to respond to that. And so we try to equip Catholics with basic tools that they can use to break the ice, to get somebody else talking about themselves, which, you know, if you're in business or ever studied Dale Carnegie or anything like that, you're always trying to get people to speak about themselves and where they're at. And in their own life, right, in their own relationships and their own hopes and desires and dreams. And then we can respond to that by discovering where they're at in their relationship. So how do I start? As simply as saying, hello, my name is, I'm from St. Mary, I'm from St. Joe. You know, we're out here. I just love to give away these miraculous medals and then I'll pull a bunch out of my pocket. Would you like one? And then do you need a miracle in your life? You know, a basic question like that, in turn, gets people to say, well, actually, yeah, I do. And then they'll share what's on their heart, what their story is. I've lost my job. My son or my daughter is sick right now. The doctors can't figure out what's going on. You know, we just had this big disaster in our house and the whole thing flooded and we need a miracle there. And that's just one way in which, you know, we can start that conversation about God.
888-318-7884, the number 888-31-TRUTH. Well, there's still a couple lines open. Lots of folks would like to talk with Adam about how to do this, about how to introduce people to Jesus. If you are among those, maybe it's family members, maybe it's people at work, maybe it's somebody you've wanted to share the Lord with for a long time, or maybe it's strangers in the street you'd like to be better at talking with. 888-318-7884. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with more Adam Jahnke from St. Paul Street Evangelization right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
EWTN, communicating the faith.
I've only been Catholic for a little over a year. I converted from Baptist. My wife and mother-in-law did too. Listen to you guys every day. I'm really enjoying it.
I always enjoy listening to you. Your folks are great. I hope you go for many more years.
You guys have such a wonderful program. I've been a part of EWTN for years now, and I love to listen to it every day.
Welcome back. I am Cy Kellett, your host, Catholic Answers Live. Adam Jahnke from St. Paul Street Evangelization is our guest, and the Lord is risen. That's what this season is all about. We've been saying that, and we've been adding alleluia and all other kinds of things to that recognition that the Lord is risen. Well, he's risen. He wants to meet people, and he wants people to meet him, and you can be the mediator of that meeting. You can help people come to that meeting with Jesus, that meeting that makes all the difference in a life, and many of us can testify to that, that without him, life is, our own lives are unmanageable and empty and hurting, but with him, it's not that life, all the hurts go away. You still stub your toe and all of that stuff, but a new life is there for us when we are in that relationship with Jesus. So you want to share them with people, give a call and we'll help you figure out how you might be able to do that. 888-318-7884. Adam, once again, how long have you been with St. Paul Street Evangelization? How long have you been doing this?
Oh, roughly 10 years now.
Okay. All right. So this is the man to talk to. We've got a bunch of people on the line. Are you ready to take some calls?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to Deb in Minnesota, listening on Catholic.com. Deb, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Adam.
Well, I'm actually, hey, Adam, this is Deb McManaman.
Hey, Deb.
I'm calling in because Catholic Answers and St. Paul Street Evangelization changed my life in 2015.
Oh.
You guys were on the radio, and I listened to it, and I said, Catholics don't evangelize. What the heck are they talking about? And then I explored and found out that they do through St. Paul Street Evangelization. So I go out on the street and I evangelize, and I just wanted to say thank you to both of you for changing my life forever.
Oh, Deb, what a beautiful thing. I got here in 2017, so you got it to it before me. But that what a wonderful thing. So is it a terrifying experience to go out there and share the Lord with people?
Well, the first time it's a little scary. and then the Lord kind of just takes over, and we go outside the Mayo Clinic in the Rochester area, and so there's just such a need for prayer there and for talking about God. It's been incredibly beautiful, and have experienced miracles and beautiful stories of conversion. So thank you to both of you. I mean, it's if you're scared about it, just try it. The Lord is calling you to do it.
And you two know each other, Adam.
Yeah, Deb is one of our longtime evangelists, so it's always good to hear from her, and she's doing great work out there in Minnesota. And thanks for calling in, Deb. It's so funny too what you say about just going out and trying it. I was in Pittsburgh not long ago, and we had the bishop there, Bishop Walterscheid, and we had about 100 or so Catholics doing a training workshop with us. And I said, all right, guys, now we're going to go out to the street and evangelize. And one woman kind of raised her hand and said, you think we're going to go and evangelize right now? And I said, yes. And she kind of laughed at me, like, not a chance, hon. And so we prayed together and said, all right, God's either going to tell you to come out and evangelize with us or go up into the church and pray the rosary while we go out and evangelize. And I'm praying to God going, please, Lord, let there be more than like two people that come out and evangelize the whole group. And only six people out of the 100 or so went to pray the rosary, and everyone else came out to evangelize. And just like Deb said, it changed their lives forever. They came back so on fire, sharing their faith for 1 hour in the streets. And one person said, you know what? I thought I was going to go bring Jesus to the streets, but I found out he was already there. And we got to minister to people and work with people, and people were crying as we were praying with them, receiving the Lord. And he's like, I'm going to retire it next year, and I'm going to do this full time, because I'm blown away that when I took the chance and shared my faith, what the Lord did through me. And so that's what we love to do, and what Deb has been doing, and so many of our evangelists going out there and sharing their faith like that.
Well, Deb, thanks for that beautiful call. Really appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, and thank you for all you do. God bless you and your work. We're talking with Adam Janke from St. Paul Street Evangelization. If you'd like some help with your evangelizing efforts, or maybe you'd like to share your experience with St. Paul Street Evangelization, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. Going down to Dallas now. Vicki in Dallas, Texas, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Vicki, glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Adam.
Yes. So we have friends that are fallen away Catholics or practice on and off. And when they're in trouble, they call us for prayers. And so how would you help a friend that is in the middle of a lot of stress because of accidents or unforeseen things or health or economics or just family difficulties?
Okay, Vicki, thank you.
Yeah, Vicki, that's a great question. And taking people to Jesus through prayer is one of the most powerful ways we can help them heal and encounter the Lord. You know, because, you know, when we're out there on the street, can we baptize people in that moment? Yeah, typically, no. We want to steer them towards RCIA. But when they're hurting, when, you know, they have job loss or other economic trouble, when there's illness, they can have a powerful encounter with Jesus just through our willingness to pray with people. And so we'll train Catholics and say, you know, look at that person and say, may I say a prayer for you right now, rather than saying something like, well, would you like to pray with me? Because if they think that they're going to have to pray out loud, then most people are like, no, thank you. But if we say, hey, would it be okay if I said a prayer for you out loud right now? And they're like, oh, you mean I can just receive the prayer? Then yes. And the Lord works in powerful ways through our prayer. I've seen people, you know, just be healed, you know, receive spiritual healing, receive emotional healing, receive physical healing through the simple act of praying out loud with another person. It doesn't even have to be a lot of words. It can be simple prayer. And so whenever anyone comes to me, and it was actually a deacon's wife that taught me this, rather than saying, oh, well, I'll pray for you. And as good intentioned as that is, and it's important that we do, then maybe later on go to adoration or mass or our own private devotions and pray for that person. How powerful it is when we pray with somebody in that moment out loud, and they encounter Christ through our prayers that we're saying for them. And we see people, even if there's no, like, you know, huge miraculous healing, they receive those graces that the Lord has for them in that moment through your prayer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you, and God bless you. I appreciate that call. Hey, you're welcome to call if this is something that's of interest to you and you'd like to know more about it, or maybe this is a challenge in your life, sharing the good news. We're all called to be evangelizers. I know that there are many, many ways that people go about that, but we could all use help with it. Adam Janke has been doing it for a long time on the street. Wherever you do it, his insight might be helpful to you. You're welcome to call 888-318-7884. And if you want to know more about St. Paul Street Evangelization, Adam, where can they go to find out more about St. Paul Street Evangelization?
Sure. Go right to our website at streetevangelization.com. And if you'd like to get involved, all you have to do is click on the Get Involved button. If you want to learn more about what we're all about, you know, you can just kind of peruse the website, see a lot of our different training videos, take a look at the brochures, and learn more about our school as well.
We'll go now to Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Laurel up in Canada watching on YouTube. We're glad you're here, Laurel. Go ahead with your question for Adam.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me. I listen to you guys actually over the last month. I'm really excited.
Oh, wonderful.
So, So I came back to God. I was raised as a Catholic. I've done my confirmation. I was baptized. I've done everything. I've done my catechism. But so now I'm studying my Catholic roots once again, being in my later 20s now. And I finished the Picture Bible, which includes the Old and the New Testament. And now I'm starting on the Beginner Catechism. But I wanted to know, is there any part of the Bible you would recommend from the Old Testament and the New Testament that could greater my knowledge as a newly found beginner again? Like,
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Adam?
Yeah. No, thank you. What a great question. As somebody that came back to the church myself, I was born and baptized Catholic, and then I was raised Lutheran. Then I became, a Baptist in high school, and then came full circle in college back to the Catholic Church in my early 20s. So, good for you picking up the Bible and reading it. I think, of course, always turning to the Gospels, the Gospel of Luke especially. Love just that Gospel, reading through it, meditating with it. And often what I would do is, for the New Testament, is I would go and I would sit in Eucharistic adoration. In fact, I was sitting in Eucharistic adoration and praying and reading the Bible there before I had even made the decision to come back to the Catholic Church. And so, I would say, yeah, I'm kind of a Baptist, but going to adoration, reading my Bible, such a beautiful place to be able to sit with Jesus and his true presence and meditate on the scriptures. So, of course, I love the whole of all of the scriptures, but I think especially the Gospels are powerful to read. And then, of course, the Old Testament, it's, man, what do you pick out of it, right? Especially the early narrative, that Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, maybe not so much Leviticus, but just, reading those accounts of the early fathers of the faith, reading about the covenants that God made with us and his promises, would be where I would turn as well. Not to mention that, but to pray with the church through the Psalms. So, that's where I would begin. Of course, if you've never taken a look at Jeff Caven's Great Adventure Bible Study, and some of the resources out there, Father Mike's wonderful look through the Bible and his podcast are all resources that I'd recommend. But I think most powerful for me coming back into the church was to read the Bible, just sitting with Jesus in adoration and soaking up everything that he had for me.
Okay, Laurel.
Wow, thank you so much. This is great.
Oh, it's just wonderful to hear from you. It's wonderful to hear that I've come back to God. That's the key right there. And if I don't know if we can be helpful, I hope you'll call again, will you?
Oh, most definitely will.
Well, praise
God
for that.
God bless both of you.
You too. Thank you, Laurel. What a wonderful call.
Thank you.
The number here is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Our guest is Adam Janke. He's the Chief Operating Officer for, and also a practitioner of the street evangelization at St. Paul Street Evangelization. Your calls are very welcome. We'll go up to Seattle, Washington now. Teresa in Seattle, Washington, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Teresa, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Adam.
Yes, here. So, thank you very much. So what I mean is that I kind of disappointed about God because, things not turn out like the way I like in my life, But then I just pushed through it. So I just gave out Miraculous Medal and I gave out Madonna and Chai Spam. And I give out rosary to people that ask for money on the street along with the money too. And then sometime long time before when I give out image, like photo to people on the street along with the money, and some was mad. They tossed back the photo into my car. Can you believe it? And then this day I buy EWTN rosary. And then I give out the rosary along with the money for people on the street, you know. So I already buy a lot of rosary already, like from Israel, from Ukraine, and the one like kind of Saint Francis, a Saint Francis kind of the cross, you know. And right now I buy another batch too, you know. And then one more thing is that I have a lot of soliciting people that call on my phone, you know, and then I always, if they are not kind of somebody of this soul that I really need, like soliciting, I just say, Jesus Christ love you, Jesus Christ bless you, and Jesus Christ have mercy on me.
And then, Teresa, what you're saying is beautiful. I have to interrupt you just because I can't stop this break. We got to go to the break, and then we'll get a response to all that you just shared from Adam Jahnke from St. Paul Street Evangelization right after this. Want to get right to the core of Christ's saving message? Want a roadmap for living the life Christ calls you to? It's time to look again at the Beatitudes. In his new book, Heart of the Gospel, How the Beatitudes Show Us God's Plan for Happiness, Father Sebastian Walsh demonstrates compellingly how these eight declarations make up the foundation, the essence, and the final goal of Jesus' teaching. Heart of the Gospel illuminates the scriptural passages from which we get the Beatitudes, explains the significance of their wording, their order, and their timing in Jesus' ministry. And it draws out edifying parallels and connections with salvation history and the lives of the saints. Most importantly, Father Walsh offers wise counsel from his own work as a priest and teacher to help you live the Beatitudes in your own life. Order your copy of Heart of the Gospel today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
If you're not a Bible scholar, the full message of how the Sunday Mass readings fit together can be tough to comprehend. Apologist Carlo Broussard is here to help. Join Carlo every Friday for the Sunday Catholic Word Podcast. In each episode, he unpacks the scripture readings for that Sunday and brings them all together so you can better understand and defend the faith. Visit SundayCatholicWord.com to subscribe. That's SundayCatholicWord.com.
Want to know more about the origins of the Catholic Church? Joe Heschmeyer explores the beginnings of Christianity. In the early church was the Catholic Church. Joe digs deep into the words and actions of those who lived right after the apostles to refute anti-Catholic claims of how the faith was lived back then. Order your copy of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Money can sometimes rule areas of our life, or the placement of money in the world can be distracting.
Share your story tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on most of these EWTN stations.
Now back to Catholic Answers Live with Cy Kellett.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Adam Jahnke here with us as our guest from St. Paul Street Evangelization. I hope you will find out about St. Paul Street Evangelization. But we're talking about sharing Jesus with other people. And Teresa called, and I got a wonderful impression of Teresa from her first sentence that she said she was disappointed in God and disappointed in how her life turned out. And I think that's a beautiful admission. I think many of us face that. And she turned it into something positive. She's trying to share Jesus with other people. And among the things that Teresa said is that she likes to give out rosaries. She likes to give out medals and holy cards to people. I just wanted to get your response to that, all of that, Adam.
Yeah, you know, who in their life doesn't at some point doubt? Who in their life at some point doesn't struggle, with God? And so, certainly even our own family over the past few years, it's like we've struggled with illness in our family. My wife was in the ICU for a few days last year. And, we have friends who have had children that are very sick. It's like, God, where are you in those moments? We find out, in those worst moments of our life, God is calling us to surrender totally to Him and to His graces. And so in those doubts and in those questions, turning and fully giving ourselves over to God, we've always found peace. We've always found happiness that way, even in the struggles, even in the doubts, even in the worries that we have. But we love to give away, you know, that's a really good point. It's like we love to give away miraculous medals. We love to give away rosaries. You know, even in the midst of our struggles, we still know and love Jesus. And it's like, why do we do that? Why not give away Bibles, or why not just give away images of Jesus? Why do the rosary? Why do the miraculous medal? And very briefly here, the reason we do that is because we find that in our culture, in many ways, people are inoculated against simply hearing outright the gospel message. You know, you see memes, you see people making fun of it on social media. You know, here comes the people to say, do you have a few moments to talk about my Lord and Savior Jesus? And that kind of thing is kind of mocked. And so we find if we begin there, oftentimes people don't want to give us a hearing. But the miraculous medal is something different. It's something new. It's something unusual. And it speaks right to the need that somebody has. Do you need a miracle in your own life? Or the rosary being a reflection on the life of Jesus? And so people stop and they wonder about these objects that we call sacramentals, which lead us to the graces of the sacraments, lead us to Jesus. You know, the rosary being a reflection and meditation on the life of Jesus in the Gospels. And the miraculous medal also, you know, had Mary pointing directly to her son Jesus, and to have faith in him to receive those graces. And so we find when we use sacramentals and we share stories that are rather interesting and not so familiar, people are like, huh, I want to know more. Tell me more. Yeah, I do need a miracle in my life. Yeah, what is this thing, this miraculous medal? Or there's an association of trust there because they know somebody in their own life that they loved, usually, like I said, a parent or grandparent, aunt or uncle, that was faithful and handed on their precious rosary or their miraculous medal or their holy card. And so we're able to use that as a conversation. Well, what was it about your grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle and their faith that touched you so that you look back on fondly? And that's why we begin there. That's why we start there, because it just opens up the door to more conversation about Jesus and about his church.
Teresa, if you'd like to hang on the line, I'd love to send you a copy of the little book that we have from Jimmy Akin called The Words of Eternal Life, True Happiness and Where to Find It. You might like it for yourself. You might have someone that among the folks that you share Jesus with that you'd like to share the book with, but I'd like to give it to you. Just hang on if you'd like a copy of it. The number here is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. You are welcome to call with your questions about how to share Jesus with others. Our guest is Adam Janke from St. Paul Street Evangelization, and we go back to Canada. We are popular in Canada today. Jerry in Canada, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. We're glad you're here. Go ahead, Jerry, with your question for Adam.
Yes, hi, Adam, and hi, Sai. Thank you for answering my call. I'm a member of a charismatic group, a Catholic group. It's called Couples for Christ. And
I know Couples for Christ. Yeah. A lot of beautiful things done by Couples for Christ. Yes. I'm glad you're here.
All right. Okay. So I used to share my thoughts about the teachings in the Bible, and I found out that what I teach about the Trinity is wrong, because I read Trent Horn's book, and I found out it's wrong that about Trinity, like the man can be a son to the Father and can be a husband to the wife and can be a father to the Son, right? So I found out that it's wrong. So I'm trying to find out the best way to teach them, especially to kids, is... So my question is, I'd like to know if my analogy is correct, because I want to teach... like the correct one, right?
You want to you want to teach the Trinity.
Yes.
Yep.
So
okay.
My analogy is, or my understanding is, like, or example will be like, have you seen Naruto, like the anime show? No.
I have not. Adam, have you seen this anime show? It's called Naruto.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
No, neither of us. Oh, okay, the guys in the booth have all seen it, though. So they're all cheering. So go ahead. All analogies fail, by the way. When you get to the Trinity, all analogies fail. So the question isn't whether it succeeds. The question is whether it can be used helpfully. So go ahead. Give us your Naruto analogy, and we will run it by the guys in the booth, and we'll see if we can help you. But go ahead.
The power to like multiply himself, so he can multiply like three first, so there will be like three Narutos, and it's the same Naruto, it's the same person, but he can be different person, he can do these three Narutos can do different things, so he can be, so these three Narutos can talk to each other, because they have like when he multiplies, they can talk to each other. One person can gather information, can do Renaissance and those things. So technically, he's three different persons, but it's the same person, Naruto. Is that a valid one?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no. That's not going to work. That analogy. But it's not, the reason it's not going to work is not because it's not, you're not trying. It's because the Trinity is very, very difficult to analogize. Adam, what would you say? How do you share the Trinity?
Yeah, you know, and it depends on the age of the kids as well. So reaching back to my education from Steubenville as a religious educator, I actually love, you know, speaking of all analogies failing, that video that always goes around every St. Patrick's Day. It's like an animated video with St. Patrick and his analogies, and you know, St. Patrick keeps tries all these different analogies, and his two young students always say, "Oh, Patrick, that's modalism," or "Oh, Patrick, you know, that's some type of heresy." And then finally, St. Patrick teaches them through the creed. And I think for children, there's a wonderful image with three concentric circles. Again, it depends on the age of the child, right? Three concentric circles, and it kind of like a Venn diagram where it says God, the Father, is not the Son, is not the Holy Spirit, but the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. And so using that as kind of an illustration, using a fun video like St. Patrick's analogies is a fun way to learn more about the Trinity. And then I always, you know, try to teach them through the creed, and then I try to teach children by bringing them to the Lord in the sacraments, Eucharistic adoration, allowing children to spend time with God and getting to know God in prayer as well. So, all analogies fail, but sometimes it's good to use good humor, and then we do the best we can as all of us try to sit there and meditate on the unfathomable, mystery of God Himself and the inner life of the Trinity. Yep.
You know what, Jerry, if you'd like, we could ask Trent to do something on this as well, because it was Trent Horn that got you started on this. I'd be happy to ask him. Send me an email, if you don't mind, at radio@catholic.com, and we'll see what we can get Trent to do on this. radio@catholic.com. God bless you for sharing the faith. That is the beautiful. Good luck sharing the. I mean, as Adam was saying, the Trinity is an inexhaustible mystery. We're small, and God is so far beyond us. But the fact that you're trying to share the faith with kids, it's absolutely beautiful. Send us an email, radio@catholic.com. We'll see what we can get Trent to do for you. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more on sharing Jesus, on inviting others to meet Jesus and introducing them to Jesus with our guest, Adam Janke from St. Paul Street Evangelization, right after this.
It's all about the truth. Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
One of the reasons we should go to Mass is because it is the food of the saints that we receive. And for the saints, they understood rightly that the time after Holy Communion, that those moments are the most precious moments of our lives.
The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, live from the EWTN Chapel, every morning, 8 Eastern, on EWTN Radio and Television.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. It's fun to have Adam Janke here with us from St. Paul Street Evangelization because they have so much experience with this. And it's also, Adam, I got to say, I really enjoy the callers with you on because it's such a practical question about how do I share Jesus? How do I share the good news? And one that comes from such a good place in people. This is, you know, we get all kinds of questions here, but it's beautiful to get the question, well, how can I do a better job sharing Jesus?
Yeah, amen. This has been so much fun. I can't wait to see what the next caller has to say.
All right, let's go to Linda in Silver Springs, Maryland, listening on the EWTN app. We're glad you're here, Linda. Go ahead with your question for Adam.
Well, my goodness, I've been listening to you, and I've been listening so much, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, can you explain the Trinity to small children? Because that was a question neither of us could answer.
One analogy I have heard, which I always liked, and then somebody told me it doesn't really make it, so I don't know. Have you heard the analogy about water?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, that is a modalist analogy. And
What does modalist mean?
It means that God is the what you have is different modes that God assumes. So you would have one God, but he could be frozen water. He could be gaseous water. But the problem with it is that Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, really is a person, fully a person, distinct from the person of God the Father, also distinct from the person of the Holy Spirit. All of them are God. All of them are completely God. All of them are distinct persons. So the water analogy doesn't exactly, but no analogy does. That's what we've been trying to get at. So I don't want to spend too much time on that. But but you don't remember your question?
I guess my question is, how do you get started? And is there a course that I can take in the area where I live, where we can talk about it and learn how and get some direction? I told the screener that I would probably have to do it with another person because I am a blind person, and you have to be able to get the attention of people on the street. So I don't even know if this is something I should do, but listening to you, it makes me want to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. You know, we do require people, when they go out and they evangelize with one of our teams, you always go out in at least a team of two, but preferably, you know, 3, 4, 5 people out there on the street evangelizing. And we offer all of the resources that a Catholic would need to get started doing street ministry or just evangelizing in your everyday life. And so we have videos available on our website. And I love these videos because they're short. They're like 10 to 15 minute videos rather than hour long videos that we call Introduction to Evangelization videos that will teach you all these different icebreakers, a couple of them that we've talked about on the show today, as well as how to share your own testimony, how to pray out loud with other people. What about some just basic apologetic answers to really super common questions that come up that people ask on the street? So all of those resources, all of those formation videos are available on our website. And then if you do want to get started doing street evangelization, I don't think anything like being blind should stop you. We have had plenty of people with different disabilities that have gone out and have shared their faith in Jesus through street ministry and other ministry as well. And so take a look at streetevangelization.com. Go there, watch some of the videos, see if you have a friend or two that might want to go out and evangelize with you. And then what I can do is I can put you in touch with Bob Wilson, our director of teams. And Bob and Brian, who works with him, would be happy to make sure that you have any resources that you need, any resources that your team needs to get started and to go out and evangelize.
Okay, Linda?
Okay. Yes. How could I contact Bob Wilson?
Yeah, you can email him at bob@stpaulse.com. So bob@stpaulse.com.
SE.com?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I will do that.
God bless you, Linda. But it's just beautiful. This really is such an encouraging show to me today. Thank you so much, Linda, for the call. And I think it's an encouraging show because of the beautiful things that St. Paul Street Evangelization does. There are many, many people who want to be sharing Jesus and want to be better at it. And it's wonderful to have Adam Janke helping us to do that. If you have a question for him, 888-318-7884. And on another day, we'll do a whole hour. I think, Edgar, we should do a whole hour on analogies that don't work for the Holy Spirit, because none of them do. They all will fail one way or another. Not for the Holy Spirit, for the Trinity, for the Blessed Trinity. Let's do that another time. But right now, we've got Marie in New York listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Marie, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for our guest, Adam Janke.
Hi. I have a devotion to Divine Mercy, and I would love to just do something that you're talking about using the Divine Mercy devotion. Do you have any suggestions for me?
Sure, Marie, great question. So, we just had Divine Mercy Sunday. We have holy cards of the Divine Mercy and the Divine Mercy chaplet that we give out. Sometimes I think the rosary can be a little bit intimidating for people to approach praying praying the whole rosary. And so, especially if you have people that aren't used to liturgical prayer or, things like the rosary, beginning with something which is a little bit more simple, like the Divine Mercy chaplet, and teaching people how to pray it certainly offers graces in and of itself and can be very evangelizing. It's just that beautiful focus on Jesus, asking Jesus for his mercy, because we find that people are aware of their own shortcomings, are aware of their own sinfulness. And so being able to approach people and say, hey, this is a wonderful devotion calling upon the mercy of God for the forgiveness of our sins, and God is merciful, right? And then maybe talking a little bit about the life of St. Faustina, just like we talk about, the miraculous medal and where that came from. And, Our Lady appeared to St. Catherine in 1830, and talking a little bit about the life of St. Catherine, people find just as fascinating. So, certainly, I think there's great potential in using the Divine Mercy to share Jesus with other people.
Okay, Marie?
So I should just, yeah, absolutely, but I should just go on your website and watch the videos. And is there a way to contact someone for further information?
Yeah, just click on Get Involved and then the Contact Us form, or you can email any of our staff directly. Our email addresses are all on the website as well. And we live and breathe and work day in and day out with folks just like yourself, helping you learn more about how to evangelize.
Thank you so much.
Marie, thank you so much.
Yes.
And God bless you for sharing the Divine Mercy. I think more and more people have come to the Divine Mercy devotion and have been sharing it more and more, because I think we've come to realize that is what the world needs, more of the mercy of God. So thank you so much. The number here is 888-318-7884. Adam Janke is our guest. Adam, I wanted to ask you something before I go to another caller. You mentioned before that when you invite people to come out and evangelize, part of the invitation is to pray for the evangelist. Is that, or for those who are out in the street evangelizing? Did I hear that right? And is that a way that people can be involved in what you do?
Certainly, we have our prayer warriors that we ask to pray for all of our evangelists. So whenever a new team gets started, one of the things that they need to go out and do is have intercessors who are praying for them as well. So just like when we were in Pittsburgh, we wanted people up in the church praying the rosary while we went out to evangelize. And part of the process, because this is spiritual warfare, right? We're out there telling people about Jesus and overthrowing the kingdom of the world, right? Overthrowing the devil. And so we get a big target on our backs, and so we need people sharing, really, you know, out there praying, interceding for us, as then we can go out and pray for others that are on the street as we're evangelizing them and inviting them into a relationship with Jesus too.
So let's say someone were to go on the street with you in Pittsburgh and spend an hour or maybe more than an hour sharing Jesus with others, sharing the faith that Jesus has given us with others. What kind of experiences will they have in the course of that hour? What's that hour like?
It always goes really fast. And you'll have two very typical experiences where, first of all, when you go out and you're a new street evangelist, you do get a little bit of rejection therapy, right? You're going to have people, as you're offering a miraculous medal or rosary, or you're standing at that table and say, hey, would you like free rosary? Hey, do you need prayer? People will say no, and they'll keep walking. But it's very rarely hostile. You very rarely get into arguments, because the people that are interested in talking, they're the ones that stop and they'll speak to you. And more often than not, people are... We're so lonely these days. People are just lonely. We're super connected in social media. However, having real relationships outside of that and work and whatnot is becoming more and more rare. And so having someone to talk to about your frustrations, about life, about what's going on, they'll open up a little bit and they'll say, hey, these are my struggles right now. This is what's going on. This is what's bothering me. You know, how can we believe that God exists when there's so many terrible things going on in the world? And that will lead us then, as an evangelist, you know, say, you know, okay, can I pray for you? And so we use kind of these tools, like, right, we have this listen, befriend, proclaim, invite model, but it's only, these are only tools to be used and then open yourself up to whatever the Holy Spirit has for you to say as well. So thirdly and finally, I'd say most of our evangelists, when they go out for an hour, they find that the Holy Spirit is using them to reach other people very fruitfully. And so typically you'll find yourself having a conversation with someone that leads to an openness or a conversion or some type of healing. And you go, wait a second, where on earth did that come from? And discover how God is working through you in that hour there on the street. And so, you know, always invariably, you know, people come back excited, they come back enthusiastic, they come back desiring to do just more evangelizing as a result of going out there as a team and doing it together.
It does sound like this sharing of Jesus with others is also deepens the faith of the person sharing, because they come to realize that the Lord is moving. The Lord is not just hypothetical or, you know, off in the clouds somewhere, but that this working, so in other words, of evangelization is a working with the Lord, and so it actually deepens the person's experience of the living presence of the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, it really does. And so, you know, that's why we encourage Catholics not to be afraid and think that they have to have all the answers in order to go out and share their faith, because it really comes from our own interior life and relationship with God that we then receive those graces through baptism and confirmation, ready to explain and defend our faith out there in the world.
Adam Janke has been our guest. Oh, I'm so grateful that you came and spent the time with us. It's, you know, since the COVID thing, we lost track of some people, and we don't know how it happened. We're not exactly sure, but I would love it if you'd be on more with us. I'm very grateful that you spent the time and did the hour with us.
Yeah. Oh, so I'd love to do that. So it's always great to be here with you guys at Catholic Answers, and thank you for having me on. Thank you for just letting me share a little bit about the work that all of these Catholics all throughout the country are doing by giving up a little bit of their time to go on the street with St. Paul Street Evangelization and share their faith, and just the wonderful stories of conversion and witness that come out of that.
And people can reach you where? One more time, we'll give it to them again so that if their interest is piqued, they'll know where to go.
Sure. Yeah, definitely take a look at our website, www.streetevangelization.com.
Praise God, and thank you very much. Adam Janke has been our guest. Hey, tomorrow we've got 2 hours, at least one of them will be open forum, but I think we have a special guest. We're going to talk about the church in Nigeria tomorrow. We haven't had the chance to do this, but it's quite extraordinary what's going on in there. In many ways, good. Some ways, bad. Join us for that on Catholic Answers Live.